from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about the Giants winning the series over the weekend against the Marlins, Giants AAA affiliate the Sacramento Rivercats winning the Pacific Coast League Championship for the first time since 1977, some roster moves, and some good starting pitching over the weekend for the Giants as well. But first, their record with the two wins and one loss. The Giants improved to 72-78. They're 9.5 games out of the second wildcard spot, so they're still technically alive here with 12 games remaining for the Giants. But if they go 12-0, the Cubs could go 4-9 and still hold on to that second wildcard spot. Not to mention the fact that if the Cubs were to go 4-9, somebody else would probably pass them, and then the Giants would need that team to do poorly as well. So perhaps I'm the only one who's actually talking about this, but just waiting here, you know, while the Giants are still alive, we're not going to declare the season officially over, but their elimination number is 4. So that should be taken care of by the end of this week. So I think it's a fair place to start with the AAA affiliate for the Giants, the Sacramento Rivercats, winning the Pacific Coast League Championship. Minor league affiliates change towns from time to time, and the Giants weren't always in Sacramento. They were in Fresno for a long time before that, and they were also in Phoenix before that. But the Giants AAA affiliate has not won a championship since 1977, and they had not made the postseason since 1998. So it really does speak to Farhan Zaidi, Giants front office, bringing in better talent. AAA is not always where your top prospects are going to be, so it doesn't necessarily mean that the Giants have a much better farm system necessarily, but it does mean that they have a better pipeline of talent in the form of guys like Donovan Solano, Fernando Abad, Mike Yastrzemski, Mike Gerber, just guys who offer some intrigue and who are talented at least at that level. And a lot of times, you know, the minor league free agents will be stashed there as well, guys like Fernando Abad. The current Giants, who have 35 guys on the active roster because, you know, September expanded rosters, 25 of those 35 players have seen time in Sacramento this season. So the Giants' major league team was collectively very happy with this result, with the Rivercats winning the PCL championship. So Andy Baggerly wrote an article about this in The Athletic, and I just have a couple of quotes from the article that I think were relevant. Tyler Rogers, who labored his entire career in the Giants minor league system from 2013 all the way through 2019 when he finally got the major league call, and he's been fantastic, by the way, out of the Giants bullpen and has quickly earned an important role there. He said to Baggerly, and this is in the article, quote, "It speaks to the depth of the organization right now. They've just found a way to keep replenishing. It's cool to see. With more movement and promotions this year, I think that sparked everybody down at AAA. It's like, hey, if I play well, I can get a chance." And then Baggerly says, "That is not the culture that existed in the past, not even close." And I think that's the important point to take away from all of this. Not only is there better talent down there right now, but also there's a totally different mindset where guys who create opportunity for themselves by playing well are going to be given a chance. And we've definitely seen that on the Giants roster, where so many guys have come up from Sacramento this season. The Giants have definitely already set a record for their organization's history for most players used at the major league level in a season. And, you know, that number is going to grow. The Giants have added a new player to their roster that we'll talk about later. And in Sacramento alone, they've used 83 different players, 36 position players, and 47 pitchers. So I'm not going to be one to complain about the number of players. I think that that's how you have to do it in 2019. Give guys an opportunity and see who's able to perform. And it has yielded positive results. for the major league team. And so someone like Tyler Rogers, you know, the Giants were stagnant with their 40-man roster and their 25-man roster in years past. They would have their guys that they decided were going to be their guys, and that would be it. And whether players at the major league level were not performing or players at the minor league level were performing, it didn't really matter. And that creates a really unhealthy, in my opinion, mindset among the minor leaguers, where they feel like there's nothing they can do to be given an opportunity. Someone like Tyler Rogers. But that has totally changed now, and that if you play well, you will be given a chance at the major league level. Their farm system getting better is a huge story of 2019, one that we haven't covered nearly enough on this show, but something we'll definitely talk about at length as we get into the off season. I guess one more point I want to make is that Farhan Zaidi made a point to send text messages at regular intervals to players who were battling for time at AAA, ensuring them that everyone who produces would earn a major league opportunity. So that's just once again flying in the face of that stereotype that Farhan Zaidi and any kind of new age analytics-centered front office executive doesn't actually care about the human side of the game, and they just are robotic and locked in a office at a computer screen working on spreadsheets. That nothing could be further from the truth with Farhan Zaidi, and quite frankly with probably most of the people in important front office roles who are analytically inclined. Farhan Zaidi very much known as a people person as well, and having personal relationships with players and texting them to ensure them that they would get their opportunity. That is something that is going above and beyond, and it's just a great sign of things to come for the Giants. Okay, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll have to squeeze in the key points from all three of these games over the weekend against the Marlins. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the Giants. Three games over the weekend, the key points of these games. Giants had some really good starting pitching over the weekend. Does help that you're facing the worst offensive team in baseball and you're at Oracle Park. But still, it was great to see Tyler Beattie make a really strong start on Friday. 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 walk, no runs, 5 strikeouts. Just a really strong performance for Beattie. Tyler Rogers pitched 1 2/3 innings with 3 strikeouts and no base runners. And Sean Anderson picked up the save in the 9th with Will Smith still unavailable, although Smith did come back on Sunday. Stephen Vogt made the start in left field, and he actually played some decent defense out there as well. On Saturday, the Giants designated for assignment Corbin Joseph and added Christian Adames to the 40-man roster and called him up. Mike Gerber was called up as well. This was a Madison Bumgarner start. Stephen Vogt was in left field again. Mauricio Dubon went 3-for-4 in this game, but the Giants could only score 2 runs, and Bumgarner allowed a 2-run homer to Jorge Alfaro in the 7th. Giants came back with 2 of their own on a huge triple by Donovan Solano, pinch hitting in the bottom of the 7th, but then Sean Anderson had a rough outing in the top of the 8th, giving up 2 runs, and the Giants lost 4-2. Then on Sunday, it was Johnny Cueto making his second start since coming back from Tommy John, And he labored a little bit, but was able to escape a very stressful fourth inning where he threw a lot of pitches. So all told, Johnny Cueto went 5 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 walks, no runs, and 2 strikeouts. So he has yet to allow a run in 10 innings since coming back from the surgery, although the peripherals are definitely much higher than that. And so a little bit still unclear what exactly to expect from Cueto, but the fact that he's healthy and back in the rotation is just a beautiful thing to see for the Giants. Will Smith came back and threw a scoreless ninth to save the game for the Giants. He hadn't pitched in about a week, and so it was great to see him back. He did warm up on Saturday as well and was ready to come into the game, but didn't end up coming in. Mauricio Dubon hit a solo homer, so he's just been a bright spot here, doing well offensively and also doing quite well defensively and with some high IQ plays as well. The Giants scored their second and winning run on a daring dash of home by Mike Yastrzemski on a wild pitch with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. I just love the aggressiveness there. With 2 outs, that's going to be your best chance to score when the ball gets away from the catcher and you're on third and you have speed. So super aggressive. It was a close play at the plate. Yastrzemski and the pitcher essentially got there at the same time and dove on top of each other, but it was just a hard-nosed, aggressive play by Yastrzemski. The pitcher couldn't handle the ball, and he was safe. Mike Gerber struggled offensively all weekend, swinging through a bunch of fastballs, so he's going to need to shorten up and make some contact or just get it going a little faster, but he's been given a little bit of a look here. And unfortunately for him, he's been swinging through some fastballs right down the middle of the plate, which obviously you can't do at this level. Last bit of news from Sunday is that Tony Watson was transferred to the 60-day injured list, meaning his season is over, and the Giants called up Enderson Franco in his place. Franco has been a starter at AAA this season, but I would imagine they're going to use him out of the bullpen. And to me, he's interesting in one key way, and that's that he gets an average amount of strikeouts, but he gets a well above average amount of popouts. So if we do see Franco, look out for the popout. That's a big part of his game. Giants are off today before starting a 3-game series in Boston, which should be a lot of fun. Mike Yastrzemski going to Boston, where his grandfather Carl is a legend, and Carl will be there for at least one of the 3 games. So today we'll put a post on Twitter asking for questions that we'll address on tomorrow's show. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspic. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. Look out for that Q&A prompt today at some point. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. We'll be doing that Q&A, and until then, we'll see you next time.